Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
Hello, Podlers. Coming up, some suggestions on what you could do this weekend.
Open the cage and have some fun when they get home, which is nice.
More budget. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
6:36 on your Friday morning. Once again, welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Happening right here, right now on Absolute Radio. Lovely to have Glenn back.
Yes.
Thank you. Lovely to be back.
Bringing your full Gok Wan when you returned and pointing out straight away that Emma Jones has unfortunately come to work today dressed as a minion.
I can't believe it.
Is this intentional? Is it a national day I'm not aware
no,
of?
No, I don't know what's happening. And the weird thing as well is that the baby now finds it really funny when I say banana. So I've also been saying banana a lot, and I'm just turning into a minion. I don't know what's happening.
It's such
to
a
me.
Specific outfit to come dressed as well.
And how you managed to make yourself a cyclops is just so impressive. Well, you know, well done. Right, anyway, it's great to have a full team today, and let's kick off in style, shall we, with news of a brand new paint event. Oh yes, get this. Dulux standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion was £20, now it's £15. Or what about Crown standard 2.4 litre coloured emulsion? It was £16, now it's £13. Shop your whole project in one by heading in-store or downloading the Wix app. And to celebrate, we're giving you a chance to win a Wix gift card worth £250 as we play The Adventures of Botany Bay. Matt, how does this work?
Well, to rely A. We're bound for Botany Bay, Dave.
Lovely.
A beautiful shade of paint from Crown. I'm sure we can all agree, right, kids? Yeah. It's thick and creamy and goes on easily. But Botany Bay also sounds like a seaside town from a children's book, doesn't it? I've put pen to paper and written a beautiful story about the wonderful place that is Botany Bay. Listen very carefully, pick out three shades of paint from my tale, and you will win a Wix gift card worth £250.
Lovely stuff. So if you'd like to play, then call right now. 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. Your T's and C's are online.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Give your home a fresh look for less with Dulux standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion. Was £20, now £15.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
So here it is, your chance to win a Wix gift card worth £250 as we play The Adventures of Botany Bay. And joining us right now online one is Katie. Good morning, Katie.
Hi, morning team.
Morning.
Welcome
morning.
Along to the show. How are you doing today?
Yeah, not bad. On the way to work, so yeah.
Okay, you work in the NHS. We were talking during the last song, which is great. You've just got a new place and you are a new parent.
Yes, kind of everything at once.
Everything at once, indeed. You also love listening to Absolute Radio 90s and classic rock, as well as the main station, which we love. So a £250 Wix gift card would come in handy.
Yep, 100%. At the minute, everything's a bit bare.
Yeah, OK, fair enough. So Emma Jones is going to read out Matt Dyson's wonderful children's story, The Adventures of Botany Bay. All you need to do is correctly remember three shades of Crown paint that reside within. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Adventure with us down to Botany Bay, a seaside town amongst the sea salt spray. And out on the bay in the early dawn weather, bobs a little boat captained by Miss Spring Heather. As a cloud burst, the waves began to lap against the boat, and Heather did a saddle stitch on her sail to keep afloat.
Nice.
The noise of the rain awoke the dog, Ruby Rose, as the chalky white sail flung past her nose. As the boat floated out in the deep peekaboo blue, our daydreamer Spring Heather knew what to do. As the old gold little boat floated out so far, Heather pulled out her glowing mustard jar.
Ooh.
A seasick Heather began to turn a shade of mellow sage. as she produced fairy dust from the jar like a wise mage. A windswept heather whispers, "Save me." And fairies took them to shore like the Midnight Navy.
Meaningless.
Hey, that's one of my finest stories.
Hey, don't say that, Glenn.
Read by, am I?
I've had that full thing tattooed on my back. So it's meaningless. Nicely written, well delivered. Katie,
yeah.
Did you manage to pick three out, do you think?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident I did.
Okay, well, go ahead. Hit us with your best three.
So I've got sea salt.
Yeah.
Ruby Rose,
yeah.
Ruby Rose, yeah,
And I've got Midnight Navy.
Yes.
Very nice. There we go. That's the three. Katie, you've done it. You've got yourself the Wickes gift card.
Thank you.
Bravo. Take care. Have a great day at work. Send our love to the little one, and thank you for tuning in.
No, thank you so much.
Cheers, Katie. Take care now. Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion was £20. It's now £15. Or what about Crown Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion was £16. It is now £13. Shop your whole project in one go by heading in-store or downloading the app. Coming up to 10 minutes past 7 on your Friday morning, and here he is with the social ammunition. It's Matt Dyson. Matt, what do we need to know as we head into the weekend?
Well, the big news on Twitter this morning is the edit button has finally arrived. There's been much talk of this over the
years. Kim Kardashian asked for it years ago. I remember that was a big news story.
But it's finally here. The only problem is it's only in America at the moment.
Oh, the cool stuff was in America first.
Tab
Clear and Reebok Pump.
It's like the 80s, isn't it? Everything good starts in America. And you have to pay to be able to access the edit button. That's the big
catch. Just delete it and rewrite it.
$4.99 a month. Yeah,
no!
Exactly.
How many mistakes do they think we're making?
If you're making that many mistakes, go to night school or something.
It's really
refresher
weird.
Course.
You have to, the Twitter Blue subscribers, they're called. I mean, what, I don't know why you'd want to subscribe.
Blue subscribers?
You
were one of those, weren't you?
No, I certainly was not. So you get 30 minutes after you send it, and then you can edit what was said. And it also will say...
Doesn't sound like much of a deal to me at
this
all.
Exactly. They've listened, but they still don't get it, I think, to quote the Prime Minister. But it will say, this has been edited, and you have to pay for it. So it's really not...
And you've only got 30 minutes to do it.
Yeah.
But it's not until the comments, about 2 hours after you post a tweet, the comments underneath showing you that you've spelt something incorrectly are the only way you learn.
Yes, exactly.
And then you've got to weigh up, have I had enough retweets for this to keep it up?
Yeah.
Or is it at that level where I can delete it and repost? And
I just can't believe how expensive it is. but all I would take from if I saw a tweet that said, this post has been edited, I'd be thinking, oh, someone's doing well.
Yeah. You could have had Netflix for that.
$4.99 a month. Apparently there's going to be more subscription when Musk takes over Twitter, if that really does happen, then there's going to be more subscription. I think, well, people just use a different platform, then it's fine. Someone said, there's lots of anti-edit voices out there.
Oh, of course
there
are.
One person saying, an edit button makes Twitter seem more important than it is already, which is far
too
important.
But they put an audit button as well.
And they say, embrace typos, court chaos, treat Twitter like what it was supposed to be, SMS messages to lots of people at once, go back to basics, that's it, you know, and boycott if it turns subscription, I think is the message that's coming through loud and clear.
I mean, honestly, you could get Disney Plus for around the same money, and it's a much better thing to do.
Much more entertainment than being able to edit the odd
tweet. What do you prefer, Encanto or an insane person yelling at you with loads of numbers after their name?
That's such a good point. You can watch Luca on there, for heaven's sake.
So good, Luca. Elsewhere, let's lighten the mood.
Yes.
With a heartwarming tale.
Oh, here we go.
Some new smart doorbell footage has gone viral. I love a bit of smart doorbell action.
Yeah.
The grainy footage late at night. Two blokes coming home from the pub. One mate's going around his mate's house. They've got a couple of bottles of wine under their arm. And, you know, what are they going to do while they're having a nightcap? They're going to play with one of the lad's pets. I've never heard anyone get so excited about a budgie. listen to this guy's reaction.
You got a dog?
Yeah, I got a dog. I've got a budgie.
A budgie? You're joking. I love budgies. Honest, you got a budgie?
I love the way they say budgie. It does seem a bit creature comforty, doesn't it? It sounds a bit like that.
Dog.
Yeah, I got a dog. I've got a budgie.
Got a budgie.
A budgie? You're joking. love budgies. Honest, you got budgies. Honest.
But you're taking someone back to his house that he's just met.
What's happening here? You've got to know that someone's got a budgie before.
Yes, yes, it's weird.
Chronologically,
they have
your friendship.
Just the budgie at any point. No. Friendship, yeah. But they're going to, you know, open the cage and have some fun when they get home, which is nice.
Poor budgie.
I want someone to be as passionate about me as this guy is about budgies, is what they say. So, yeah, you'll be talking about budgies later, and I've saved your data.
You said some truly sinister things during this. Do you want to come back to my house? We'll just open a cage and
have
some
fun. Have you got a budget?
That's what you call it.
Wasn't that a scene in Pulp Fiction?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Coming up to 7:10 on your Friday morning, and here he is with the social ammunition. It's Matt Dyson. Matt, what do we need to know as we head into the weekend?
Well, the big news on Twitter this morning is the edit button has finally arrived. There's been much talk of this over the
Kim
years.
Kim Kardashian asked for it years ago. I remember that was a big news story.
But it's finally here. The only problem is it's only in America at the moment.
Oh, well, the cool stuff was in America first. Clear and Reebok Pump. All the good stuff. Yeah.
Oh, it's like the 80s, isn't it? Yeah. Everything good starts in America. And you have to pay to be able to access the edit button. That's the big
catch. Delete it and rewrite it.
$4.99 a month. Yeah, no! Exactly. Yeah,
how many mistakes do they think we're making?
If you're making that many mistakes.
Yeah.
Go to night school or something.
Yeah.
Go
and it's really weird.
Refresher course.
You have to, the Twitter Blue subscribers, they're called. I mean, what? I don't know why you'd want to subscribe.
Blue subscribers?
Yeah.
You were one of those, weren't you?
No, I certainly was not. So you get 30 minutes after you send it, and then you can edit what was said. And it also will say...
Doesn't sound like much of a deal to me at
this
all.
Has been, yeah, exactly. They've listened, but they still don't get it, I think, to quote the Prime Minister. But it will say, this has been edited, and you have to pay for it. So it's really not worth
it. And you've only got 30 minutes to do it.
Yeah.
But it's not until the comments, about 2 hours after you post a tweet, the comments underneath showing you that you've spelt something incorrectly are the only way you learn.
Yes, exactly.
And then you've got to weigh up, have I had enough retweets for this to keep it up?
Yeah, yeah.
Or is it at that level where I can delete it and repost? And
I just can't believe how expensive it is. but all I would take from if I saw a tweet that said, this post has been edited, I'd be thinking, oh, someone's doing well.
You could have had Netflix for that.
$4.99. A month. Apparently, there's going to be more subscription when Musk takes over Twitter. If that really does happen, then there's going to be more subscription. I think, well, people just use a different platform, then it's fine. There's lots of anti-edit voices out there.
Oh, of course,
one
there
person
are.
Saying an edit button makes Twitter seem more important than it is already, which is far
but
too
important.
But they
put an audit button as well.
They say embrace typos, court chaos, treat Twitter like what it was supposed to be. SMS messages to lots of people at once. Go back to basics, that's it, you know. And boycott if it turns subscription, I think is the message that's coming through loud and clear.
I mean, honestly, you could get Disney Plus for around the same money, and it's a much better thing to do.
Much more entertainment than being able to edit the odd
tweet. What do you prefer, Encanto or an insane person yelling at you with loads of numbers after their name?
That's such a good point. You can watch Luca on there, for heaven's sake.
So good, Luca. Elsewhere, let's lighten the mood.
Yes.
With a heartwarming tale.
Oh, here we go.
Some new smart doorbell footage has gone viral. I love a bit of smart doorbell action.
Yeah.
The grainy footage late at night. Two blokes coming home from the pub. One mate's going around his mate's house. They've got a couple of bottles of wine under their arm. And, you know, what are they going to do while they're having a nightcap? They're going to play with one of the lad's pets. I've never heard anyone get so excited about a budgie. listen to this guy's reaction.
You got a dog?
No, I got a dog. I've got a budgie.
A budgie? You're joking. I love budgies. Honest, you got a budgie?
Budget. I love the way they say budget. It does seem a bit creature comfort-y, doesn't it? It sounds a bit like that.
Dog.
I got a dog. I've got a budget.
Got a budget.
A budget? You're joking. I love budgies. Honest, you got a budget? Honest.
But you're taking someone back to his house that he's just met.
What's happening here? You've got to know that someone's got a budgie before.
Yeah.
Yes, it's weird.
Chronologically,
they have
your friendship.
They haven't discussed the budgie at any point.
No.
Friendship, yeah. But they're going to, you know, open the cage and have some fun when they get home, which is nice.
Poor budgie.
I want someone to be as passionate about me as this guy is about budgies, is what they say. You'll be talking about budgies later, and I've saved your data.
You said some truly sinister things during this. Do you want to go back to my house? We'll just open a cage and
have
some fun.
Have you got a budget?
That's what you call it.
Wasn't that a scene in Pulp Fiction?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
17 minutes past seven on your Friday morning. Coming up in an hour's time, we will be discovering who is going to be the front person of the band of Mum and Dad. And coming up in about 10 minutes' time, a game of five words, 5 grand. But right now, the return of the Wikipedia quiz. Ooh. And therefore your opportunity to earn yourself a shout-out on a Friday morning. So I want your answers, but I need your names. I want to know where you are. I want to know what you're doing. Don't just say, Dave, I'm going to work. I want to know what it is you do for a living, or if you've got the day off, or whatever you may be doing. The devil is in the detail. But to earn that shout-out, well, you need to tell me whose Wikipedia page these three extracts are from. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Paragraph 48, line 7 of this celebrity's wiki says, this celebrity, despite being a Hollywood superstar, has never taken an acting class in her life. Her on-screen career took off so rapidly that she didn't have time for the formalities.
Oh, wow.
Jump back a bit to paragraph 3 and line 2. This celebrity is the second youngest actor to win the Academy Award for Best Actress. Oh. And finally, paragraph 21, line 4. This celebrity intended on getting a tattoo on her hand, which read H2O, to remind herself to drink more water. Instead, she got H2O on her hand.
Oh, no.
The little 2 was at the top, not the bottom. What is it with these tattooists and not having a grasp of chemistry? It frustrates me. So I want your names, I want your answers, I want to know where you are, and I want to know exactly what you are up to at this moment in time, or maybe later on today. Send it all along to 8-12-15. Your shout-outs are coming next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Give your home a fresh look for less. Crown Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion was £30, now £16.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
7.26 on your Friday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, as does an opportunity for you to earn a shout-out. And we're doing it this morning via the Wiki quiz. I have 3 extracts from paragraphs of a celebrity's Wikipedia page. Could you figure out who the person is? We know that they are a Hollywood superstar, but they've never actually taken an acting class. We know this person is the second youngest actor to win the Academy Award for Best Actress. And we know they wanted to get H2O tattooed on their hand, but instead got H2O instead. Who is it? Well, we're going to reward those of you who got it wrong with a shout-out as well. So we'll start with those. Paul from Sunderland, fitting smart meters in Middlesbrough, says Kate Winslet. That is incorrect, Paul. Ryan from Sittingbourne, hustling the kids to get ready for school, who thinks it's Drew Barrymore, which is also incorrect, Ryan. John, the ambulance driver from West Norwood, who's getting ready for a day of blue lights, thinks it's Anne Hathaway. Well, good luck with your day, John, but unfortunately it is not Anne Hathaway. Glenn, as a welcome back to the show gift, would you like to have a go?
We reckon it's Jennifer Lawrence.
Is correct. Yes. Well done, guys. It is Jennifer Lawrence. So well done to Bryony, who is currently creating inventive rude words because I am stuck behind a tractor and trailer on the way to an incredibly important presentation. Rachel in Folkestone getting ready for her job as an exams officer. Annie, Ed, Ellie and Harry on the A12 commuting to school from Grandad's house. Justin cooking breakfast and looking forward to watching the Lionesses at Wembley later today. And John in Cornwall doing the walk of shame down the garden to get the washing that he left out all night. Oh, John, what have you been up to? Hey, did you open the cage last night? Did you get the budgie out, did you, John? Did you? Matt Dyson, Jennifer Lawrence is the correct answer. The second youngest actor to win the Academy Award for Best Actress. Who is the youngest?
It was Marley Matlin from Children of a Lesser God. She was only 21 when she won it.
Wow, congratulations to her. Yes, the Wiki quiz was Jennifer Lawrence. That will return to The Breakfast Show real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
5 words, 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, it is time once again for radio's easiest game to play, but the hardest one to win. We are talking 5 words, 5 grand. And joining us this morning on line 1 is Martin. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Martin, hello. Welcome Martin. To the show. So Martin listens on the main station, but occasionally dips his toe into Absolute Radio 90s. Mm. That's the kind of guy Martin is. I love that. So Martin, how well have you done in the past playing along at home or on your commute with Five Words, Five Grand? Have you ever matched five?
I've never matched five. I've got four with Matt and four with Glenn.
Okay. Oh, nice. So on the random player generator, would you be favouring Matt and Glenn over Emma? Is that fair to say?
I think so, yeah. Sometimes Emma throws the odd spanner in the works. Oh, so,
okay. No, that's fine.
That means it's not fine. That means it's really not fine. Okay, let's spin the random player generator, Martin. See who you got.
Player
here we go.
Generator.
Matt Dyson. Emma Jones. Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn.
Ah, on his return to the breakfast show, it is Glenn Moore. So, Glenn, time to leave the studio.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Martin, as you are fully aware, I'm about to give you five words, and I want you to say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the most likely word that Glenn's going to give me, and he is the method man. Because once we welcome Glenn back into the studio, I am going to deliver him the exact same five words. And if his words are the same as your words, you're going to win £5,000. Here we go. Your first word is W-A-L-K, walk.
Run.
Yep.
Tool, T-O-O-L, tool.
Bag.
Good.
Date.
Night.
Mystery.
Hour.
Oh, nice.
And finally, Martin. Private.
Benjamin.
Whoa! Yes! Lovely. I love that kind of dated reference on this game. Beautiful.
I would have gone for Private Dancer every single time. Private Dancer every time.
I'm with Martin on Benjamin. 100%.
Private Benjamin. Oh, wow. The last one's interesting. The other four are very good, though, Martin, to be fair. It's a good set of words. So please do wait right there because we'll be welcoming Glenn back into the studio next.
Five words, five grand.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
From brushes and rollers to frog tape and dust sheets, find everything you need for your paint project at Wix.
Be house proud with Wix.
Absolute Radio.
The Method Man is back in the studio. Martin has been waiting patiently on line one. Martin, the time has come. Are you ready to win £5,000?
I'm ready to win £5,000.
Okay, that's the spirit. Glenn, are you ready to help Marty win £5,000?
I'm ready.
Okay. The first word is W-A-L-K, walk.
Run.
Correct. Yes. Tool.
Box.
Oh,
kit.
Yeah.
Oh,
bag.
Tool bag is what we had, unfortunately. Mm. That means, Martin, you've not won the money today, I'm sorry to say, but we're going to go through the others anyway, OK?
OK, sorry.
Date.
Night.
Correct. Yes. That's two. Mystery.
Oh.
Hmm.
Shopper.
Oh, nice.
Mystery hour.
Mystery.
I would have gone for Mystery Machine. Is that watching Scooby-Doo with Evie? Uh-huh. Yeah. What about Private?
Investigator.
Nice. But Martin brilliantly went for Private Benjamin. The Goldie Hawn classic.
Yeah, from 1980.
which Matt was thrilled with that. So even if you made it all the way through, Private Benjamin was a bit of a curveball.
Yeah.
Matt, for those who don't know, you know, like me, too young to remember.
Yeah, of course, Dave, you wouldn't remember.
What is Private Benjamin?
Well, it was the story of a sheltered young high society woman who joined the US Army on a whim and found herself in a trickier situation than she ever expected.
And when you get your chance to be on Five Words, Five Grand, Martin, that's what you conjured. Unbelievable. Yeah. lovely having you on the show, my friend. Enjoy your weekend. We'll speak to you soon.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thanks, Martin. So this means we are going to be doing it all over again this coming Monday morning. If you would like to play Five Words, Five Grand, call right now. The number is 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. It's your chance to win £5,000 on Monday morning. Plus, if you have an Amazon smart speaker, you can ask it to open Five Words game and get some practice in across the weekend.
Five Words, Five Grand. Absolute Radio.
The time is 7:53. It's your Friday morning. Coming up in the next hour of the show, we will be discovering who the front person is of the band of Mum and Dad. And I will bring you details on how we can make you a winner. Today, it's £90,000. In other news, this year marks the 60th anniversary of the James Bond movie franchise landing in cinemas. 60 years. And to celebrate, you can win a home entertainment system plus a Bond-worthy cocktail experience thanks to Prime Video. I remember when we were doing some stuff with the new Bond, No Time to Die, and we had the mixologist come into the studio, and I drunk the James Bond martini, shaken not stirred, at 7 o'clock in the morning. Oh. Now, let me tell you, whatever demons you're tackling, ladies and gentlemen, do not do that. No. Do not do that. No. It's a bad idea. Mm. Particularly for entertainment radio. Yeah. Now, they have got a huge collection of Bond movies just waiting for you to get stuck into, as well as a special documentary named The Sound of 007, featuring the artists from the iconic soundtracks. You can head to absoluteradio.co.uk to enter right now and win thanks to Prime Video. Matt, who do you believe to be the greatest James Bond of all time as we celebrate 60 years of the man being on the screen?
Controversial, but Lazenby.
Loved Lazenby.
Okay. Didn't get a fair crack of the whip, in my opinion.
Well, legend has it, he refused to shave his beard for the world premiere, and they weren't happy about that. He wanted to look like one of the Beatles. Yeah. It was the late 60s.
Yes.
He said, I want to look like those guys. They said, James Bond does not have a beard. He said, I'm not shaving. They said, you're not Bond anymore.
Right. Amazing, what a story.
I may have dreamed that. And if I have, it's because I've got a beard at the moment, and I'm obsessed with Bond, so if I have dreamed that, I apologise to Lazenby and his family. Emma Jones, you know, you went to see No Time to Die before anybody else.
Because
you're not a massive Bond fan, and we were hoping to change that.
Educate me. I think Daniel Craig's done an admirable job, but the one that reminds me kind of most of, my most nostalgic one, Brosnan.
Brosnan.
That's when I was growing up.
He was a great Bond, wasn't he? Glenn?
Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Skyfall's the best James Bond film.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think he's the best James Bond.
Yeah, I agree with all those things. Just to give a shout out to Easter, I'm going to say Roger Moore.
Okay, yeah.
You know, because he was always on. Yeah, you could go to Nan's house, have a chocolate egg, watch a bit of
Roger
Moore.
Shout out to Glenn's dad.
Yeah. And, of course, to Glenn Moore's dad, so there we go. Head to absoluteradio.co.uk to enter to win. All thanks to Prime Video.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Who have everything you need for your next home improvement project. So get going.
Don't be house barrassed. Be house proud. With Wix.
10 minutes past eight on your Friday morning. You are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where real music matters, which is why you guys are perfect for this.
The band of Mum and Dad with Wix.
Yes, so far we have dedicated about 5 weeks to putting together the ultimate parental supergroup, the band of Mum and Dad. We all know that person, and now, after the last 5 weeks, we know there are a lot of you who used to perform, used to play instruments, used to sing, used to dance, used to dream, and then, you know, life stuff happens, and you're kind of, you're doing the preschool drop-off.
Yeah, you grew up.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, no, I didn't, that came quickly, didn't it? I didn't think it was going to be this quick. So anyway, we've decided to give you a second bite of the musical cherry in the band of Mum and Dad. Thousands of you got in touch with your auditions, and they were all so impressive, and we have been putting the band together. So on bass, we have dad of two, Darren. Oh, I like it.
Solid foundation.
Yeah, exactly right. And the person that Darren is going to be staring at without blinking is, of course, our drummer. It is Barnaby and Mel's dad, Phil. Bass, two, snare, four. Then on rhythm guitar and also potentially some backing vocals, we've got Paul. Our lead guitarist, well, he is a hate machine on the streets, a metal god between the sheets. That's what he calls his guitars, by the way. It's Wayne. And on keys, it is, of course, mum of three, Frida, the proofreader. Mad have I ever told you that I love you? Oh, no. Oh, no. Beautiful, though. Soulful.
It is,
played
yeah.
at the Royal Albert Hall, yes. one of the world's most iconic venues, at the age of 18. And now, a part of Band of Mum and Dad. So this week, we have been focused on finding our vocalist, and we have been blown away by the standard.
Sun in the sky.
Gymboree worker Colette.
You know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by. You know how I feel.
Andy the Farmer.
Oh, he was good. Reminds me of Embrace, Danny McNamara.
Anthony, the company director.
Oh, yeah.
Jen, the sailor.
Oh, yeah.
Pippa, the headmaster's wife. And business development manager, Vanessa.
High standard.
Yeah.
Can we have them all?
I know. I know, there's not room in the studio. It's been so tough, and that is a tribute to just how talented and brilliant each and every one of you have got in touch has been. But there can be only one lead singer. We're going to find out who that person is next. And so the time has come. It is time to discover who our front person of the band Mum and Dad is going to be. The person who is going to be coming here to Absolute Radio and gracing one of the most hallowed stages in music history, a stage that has seen the Manic Street Preachers, the Foo Fighters, Liam Gallagher, Noel Gallagher, Florence and the Machine, to name but a few,
you'll
all
be
play.
Singing into the same microphone that they sang into.
He will be. If Liam has his way, you'll be spitting into the microphone.
Into it, yeah.
His words, not mine. You will be flanked all around by Darren and Phil and Paul and Wayne and Frida. You will be the final part of the band of Mum and Dad. But who are you? This was so difficult. And once again, I want to say how impressed myself, the team and everybody here at Absolute Radio, because we've all had a say in this, have been with the standard of the entries, but there can be only one front person. And also, what you guys have had to say out there has been very important as well. And the person who has won, I had the most tweets about. Mm-hmm. When we played out this person's audition tape and had them on air, it was kind of, everyone was a bit blown away. The front person of the band of Mum and Dad is... Vanessa! You've done it! Well done! You are in the band of Mum and Dad! Congratulations!
Oh, I'm so surprised.
What I love about the band of Mum and Dad was, as we announced our front person, I put your microphone up, we just hear a kid in the background go, Mummy! And that's what it's all about. You're going to have to go back to being a parent after you finish with your hair, but then you're going to be coming to London, you're going to be coming to Absolute Radio, you're going to be meeting your fellow bandmates, and you're going to be recording a song. How are you feeling, Vanessa?
Oh, my God, I'm shaking. My heart pounded. My little boy sat next to me looking at me like, what's going on, mummy?
So, Jesse and Leo, you know, you were singing, you were doing really well. You even got to the kind of battle stages of The Voice. Ricky Wilson, Rita Ora, Sir Tom Jones all turned their chairs for you. And, you know, and now you're a mummy and you're a parent and you're loving it. You said your partner's still out there performing as well and you want to get back out there. And this is the place you're going to do it, in the band of Mum and Dad.
Oh, God, I'm shaking, honestly.
Shall we remind everybody of just how fantastic Vanessa's audition was on the show? Here we go. Vanessa, I've got the goose pimple set to 11. I'm loving it. I can't wait to meet you in person. Give it up for the front person of the band of Mum and Dad. Yeah. Give it up for Vanessa, everybody! Yes, Vanessa! It's 8:38 on your Friday morning, and right now, as promised, your chance to win up to £2,000 to spend in store at Wickes as we play How Many Items Can You Remember Conveyor Belt Game? Because Wickes always have great offers on things like tiles and flooring and paint, doors and ready-to-fit kitchens, all that stuff, helping you make those all-important savings to get those projects finished. They also have fantastic deals on heating and energy-saving solutions to help keep your bills down this coming winter. You can shop in-store, online, or by downloading the free Wickes app, which now I've started to strong-arm you into using, Matt.
You're obsessed.
It's all about the app, and I'm all about their Instagram feed as well. I was looking at it in the taxi on the way into the show this morning, just looking at Wickes on the ground.
Great makeover of an outdoor space, wasn't it?
The use of that person, the grey paint, and then the little pots and stuff. Ooh. You know, just fantastic.
Kev, we don't like a picture from 5 years ago. Yeah. That's how you get busted.
It's not even in trend anymore. So if you fancy winning up to £2,000 to spend at Wickes, then you need to call us right now and play the game. The number is 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. The T's and C's are online, and of course the lines will close at
8:45.
Of course.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wickes.
The Geneva Cottage white moulded internal door looks great in modern and traditional homes. What's £30? Now just £25.
Don't be house barrassed. Be house proud with Wickes.
Good morning, you're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where our good friends with DIY Benefits Wickes are giving you a chance to win up to £2,000 to spend in store as we play the How Many Items Can You Remember Conveyor Belt Game. All you need to do is remember as many of the 10 items that pass before your ears as you can. Each one is worth £200 to spend at Wickes. Get all 10, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is your £2,000. I'm playing this morning on line one. We have Gary. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, team.
How are you doing, my friend? Gary listens on Absolute 80s and Absolute Radio 90s. It is a charm having you on board. Are you ready to get down to business?
Yes.
Okay, listen very carefully to my friend and colleague, Matt Dyson. Here we go.
A loft leg, easy to install, loft light. Some Wickes thermal foil insulation roll, 600 millimetres by 8 metres. Marcello grey, matte glazed, porcelain, wall and floor tiles. We had these yesterday and had some issues with the conveyor belt. Absolutely ruined the Marcello grey, matte glazed, porcelain, wall and floor tiles yet again. Let's try and push on. Camden ready to fit kitchen. A whole kitchen fits onto this massive conveyor belt. A Wix cordless Torx screwdriver. Yard Force cordless lawnmower with lithium ion battery. A Wix mini hacksaw with blade. A Wix power grip fine cut toolbox handsaw.
Just words now.
Me in for a second then, rather than the conveyor belt. And a Wix soft grip slotted screwdriver.
So, Matt Dyson has lifted off the 10 items on the conveyor belt. Gary, your 45 seconds to regale us with what you can remember starts now.
Okay, so you got the hacksaw, you got the lawnmower, toolbox, soft grip screwdriver, the matte glazed wall tiles porcelain, the loft lights, Torx screwdriver, the insulation, insulation rope.
Nice.
Nothing else.
Have you said Camden ready to fit kitchen?
And the kitchen, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sure that would be somewhere along the line.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, what ones have you said thermal foil insulation?
Yeah, the that's insulation. The role,
yeah, say like that. Insulation. Say that. Thermal, that's it. Yeah. Oh, you've done it! You've got the three grand! I don't know how he's done it, but somehow Gary has successfully got £2,000 to spend in Wix.
Oh, no.
Gary, congratulations. Enjoy your weekend and thank you for tuning into The Breakfast Show.
No, much appreciated for that.
Cheers, definitely. Gary. Enjoy, my friend. Well done to you. Wix have... They always have great offers on things like tiles and flooring and paint and doors and ready-to-fit kitchens, helping you make those all-important savings to get your projects finished. They also have fantastic deals on heating and energy-saving solutions to help try and keep your bills down this winter. You can shop in-store, online, or by downloading the free Wix app.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's Friday morning, and that means Matt Dyson is hell-bent on bringing you some social ammunition.
Extra. Extra, extra, extra.
So you've got something to enjoy, mm-hmm. Also something to tell your friends and family about.
Yes, exactly.
What you got for us, Matt?
Bardcore. You know the score, Dave.
We're
I haven't done this for a while, Bardcore. But after I said green and then sleeves on five words earlier this week, Colonel Tractor on Twitter got in touch saying, I've found some new Bardcore for you.
Oh,
and
thanks,
I'm obsessed
Colonel Tractor.
With medieval reworkings of classic tracks.
Yes, so, you are.
Normally, it was Hildegard von Bingen, who's the big dog on the scene, but this is from a new up-and-coming Bardcore artist called Beadle the Bardcore, who has remixed Yeah by Usher, which we can listen to right now.
Here we go.
Love it. This is for all the enjoyment of the knights and ladies and the medieval bards across the taverns throughout the realm, says Beadle the Bardcore. Lovely. I'll share it. You know, you might be talking about it later and I may have saved you some data.
It's going to be my ringtone.
Oh, medieval Usher.
Now I've got to try and mix this into the next song.
Go on, then. Here
wish
we go.
Me luck. Here we go.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And so, we bid you farewell from another edition of The Breakfast Show. Another week's worth of it. We thank you for tuning in and for getting in touch. And we remind you that there is always a podcast out and about. There's going to be a brand new edition for you to enjoy coming soon. But if you want to do a deep dive into the back catalogue, they're all waiting for you. And they all have weird and wonderful names based on things that have been said on air. And when I deem one worthy for the shortlist, I ring the podcast naming bell.
Matthew, yes. It's thick, it's creamy, and it goes on easily.
Wix paint, obviously.
Matt Dyson, the blue subscriber. The audit button.
Yes.
Do you prefer Encanto or an insane person with numbers after their name yelling at you?
Excellent from Glenn Moore there, comparing subscriptions.
I've never heard someone get so excited about a budgie.
A budgie. No.
Open the cage and have some fun.
Yeah.
A haunting look into your weekend ahead. What goes on by the sea stays by the sea. If I dreamt that, I apologise to George Lazenby and his family.
By the way, there was an update. Someone called James in West Yorkshire sent us an update on Lazenby. Yeah. You want to hear about it?
Yeah, I do.
Dave is correct about Lazenby not shaving for the premiere, but by then he'd already resigned as 007. He had been offered a film deal, a 7-film deal.
Wow.
But was told to reject it by his manager, who suggested the Bond franchise would go stale in the 70s and it wouldn't be worth it.
There'd be no Roger Moore.
Exactly.
Thank you very much, Steve, for the update.
Amazing.
Right, up next, news on how we can make you a winner. It is £90,000. We'll be back Monday at 6 a.m. Stay safe, stay entertained, enjoy your weekends. Arrivederci.